Apalachicola Bay is an estuary, half salt water, half fresh water. And that mix is why Florida is famous for Apalachicola Bay oysters, and why it's been likened to the Everglades for its great number of species. But the bay isn't getting enough fresh water. It's becoming too salty. And those famous oysters also filtering the bay are becoming hard to find. During a Tuesday meeting with the Senate Agriculture Committee, Chair Bill Montfort said many don't understand what losing the bay actually means.
And we're not talking about just oysters and just Apalachicola Bay. What we're talking about is a whole river basin from Georgia and Alabama right on down to our bay. This is a precious, precious jewel, and we're beginning to upset that in a way that could be, well, it could be irreplaceable, quite frankly.
Currently, the Apalachicola River Basin, which is feeding fresh water into the bay from Georgia, is going through a drought so bad that Dr. Carl Havens with the University of Florida says it's been the driest place in the country for the past 2 years.
If you look at river flow graphs, the river's been flowing at a lower volume than in the whole 98 years when they've been collecting data on the river. So it's an extremely exceptional thing. So the outlook for more water coming down into the bay, at least through the summer, is not that good.
But droughts, as a naturally occurring event, can't be fixed. Dr. Haven suggests the need for a long-term monitoring program tracking oyster harvests. Developing such a program could lead to more efficient harvesting practices in the future. Apalachicola Bay locals came up with a similar idea.
I come up with what we call SMART, the Seafood Management Assistance Recovery Resource Team.
That's Franklin Seafood Workers Association Vice President Chris Millender. And while Dr. Haven's plan is more of a computer algorithm, the idea for better resource management is still at the core of Millender's plan, which is about making anyone working with the bay better stewards.
We have a stakeholders, which are going to be everybody from one end of our livelihood to the other, and have an advisory group in the back, like your Department of Agriculture and FWC, and be working with them to see if we can help.
But that raises a question. Who's ultimately in charge? Chair Montfort asked Dr. Glenn Morris, also with the University of Florida.
Who's the quarterback of this? Who runs the show? Who in the state do you look at as being the lead on this?
There is no quarterback.
What department or what division?
There is no quarterback. That's your problem.
And that may explain why different groups are coming up with similar plans. As talks continue, members of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Committee are planning to meet with the Senate Environmental Preservation and Conservation Committee Thursday to talk about the state of the Apalachicola Bay and River Basin. For WFSU-FM, I'm Thomas Andrew Gustafson.